Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hay, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking livestock disaster assistance in just a moment.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences, solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
It's the 17th annual Pollard Farms Production Sale, Saturday, September 27th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. Some 148 head will sell as 96 Angus lots. The sale includes donor dams and elite matings, fall yearling heifers, spring heifer calves, fall pairs and heavy breads, also spring pairs and bred females. For more information, call Pollard Farms at 580-1464 or go to the website at pollardfarms.com. That's 580-758-1464. Or PollardFarms.com.
In the 2008 farm law, livestock disaster assistance was a part of the measure, but it was not fully funded. In fact, it basically lapsed in the last year of the 2008 Farm Bill authorization. That meant there had to be some catching up in the 2014 Farm Bill, and that was accomplished by House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas of Oklahoma. He saw to it that not only was the Livestock Disaster Assistance Program reinstated and reauthorized, but it actually was retroactive to pick up the years that were lost from the 2008 Farm Bill. At the same time, he also made livestock disaster assistance permanent. It'll be around from this point forward. The current administrator nationally for the Farm Service Agency is Val Dossini. He says it's time for livestock producers to get in and get their name on the list to qualify for livestock disaster assistance, and it's important that you do it between now and next Tuesday, September 30th.
As cattle ranchers all across the United States know, we've had several years of significant drought. Certain parts of the country have suffered from wildfires. Still others have suffered from blizzards and other natural disasters. So we opened up the LFP program on the 15th of April. It was the first Farm Bill program to roll out from the Farm Service Agency. And since then, we've approved over 250,000 LFP applications nationwide. So the staff at the Farm Service Agency in all 50 states really has really done yeoman's work to make sure that LFP is available broadly to cattle ranchers, and we still have a ways to go. You know, there are some states that were hit even harder by natural disaster, and that's why we've opened up this register, but it's really critical that ranchers get their name on the list by the 30th of September.
It's important to keep in mind that those LFP payments are capped at 60% of the feed cost. So while these programs are not designed to make anybody whole, they're critical to help folks get back on their feet, catch up a little bit after these years of losses, in some cases all the way back to 2011. Basically, here's what you need to keep in mind. If you've suffered livestock forage or feed grazing losses in the years 2011, 2012, 2013, or even here earlier in 2014, the Livestock Forage Disaster Program may offer help. For ranchers who've not yet contacted FSA, by the 30th of September, the Budget Control Act of 2011 requires USDA to reduce LFP payments by 7.3% beginning October 1st, the start of the new federal fiscal year. So if you've already registered with FSA, you're okay, but be sure and get in and touch base with your FSA office sooner rather than later to make sure that you are included in these payments and there will not be a sequestered budget cut on any payments you receive. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the fall bull sale of Express Ranches coming up Monday, October 6th, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Express will be offering 1,600 head total to sell. A big, stout, predictable set of 275 Angus bulls will be offered. Genomically enhanced EPDs will be available on those bulls. Also, 500 commercial springbred heifers, 100 fall calving pairs will be available. Information, you can get it at expressranches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches, fall bull sale, October 6th. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.